Running a call center is tough. Leading a sales team is a challenge. Luckily, your hosts know what it takes to succeed. What you can expect from your two guides? Conversations that won't be overly scripted. Definitely not salesy or boring. Just filled with as much value as possible. Each week, Jason and Oliver will bring you topics to help scale your team, increase profits, and actually feel like you are winning. So, if you are ready to up your game and become the best in the business, tune in, take notes, and be prepared to learn. And here they are with another episode of Call Center Confidence. It's Jason Cutter and Oliver Katt.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. This is Call Center Confidence with Cutter and Katt. I am the Cutter part, Jason Cutter, here with my friend, the Katt part, Oliver Katt. This marks the beginning of season two. So if you've been tuning in for a while, if you've been catching us before when we had the live show, it was a weekly show that was also a podcast, really a movement that we're trying to make here. And we took some time off. We went through till December. We didn't really have a plan of what we were going to do for a season one. We didn't think about a season one. We just went in and did it and wanted to make great content. And then we got to the point where it's like, all right, so that was fun. It was valuable. Some stuff came out of it, which we're going to talk about here. And then let's take a break. Let's figure out what we want to do for season two. How do we take this to the next level? How do we do some more, create more value, create more content, create more things to help you with your call center? And here we are back. It's now February 2022. We took, about 2 months off. And ready to go. And this episode here, kicking off season two, short one, kind of a recap. What happened season one? What happened while we were off? Where we're going with season two? And then you know, see where Call Center Confidence goes from there. But before we get into all that, Mr. Oliver Katt, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. It is 2022, as you said. Season two, lots to do, lots to go through, lots to update you on. Big changes this year, right, Jason? Lots of cool things coming your way. We're going to mix it up. I mean, as Jason just said a minute ago, you know, this is a quick intro as to what to expect throughout season two. So if you want to skip ahead, all you do is just click now and move on to the next episode and get ready for us. But we are going to tell you all about what we're going to do, how we're going to up and increase social media, how we're going to put all of our episodes out, where they're going to go, what we're going to cover, and the hot topics we're covering this year. So where are we going to go first, Jason? What's our first set of episodes going to be about?
Well, before we get into that, I think for people who might be tuning in, maybe you found this for the first time, you're like, hey, what is this about? What's going on? Let's just recap really quick on what happened in season one, as we're calling it in retrospect, and what we did in those 20 some odd episodes. So for people tuning in now, or maybe you listened for a while, you caught some of the episodes, maybe you're one of our loyal listeners, which we appreciate. Season one started with two kooky guys who love and know call centers and work in that space, and have, you know, an alliteration or whatever the right term is for a whole bunch of C's in the title that we came up with. And we decided to just jump on and start doing a live show, going through all of the phases of a call center and all of the parts that it takes to build a successful call center, right?
Yeah. And if you missed that, I mean, we are across all of the podcast platforms, YouTube and everywhere else, talking about leadership, sales, outsourcing, recruitment, training, workforce, HR. The list goes on and on and on. And as you say, two crazy kooky guys that worked in call centers. We had a laugh. We had a giggle. We probably made some sense. I like to think about it, you know, and I think that we came across the right way. We dropped some bombs, and we dropped some not so bombs, if I'm honest, but it was a good ride. And we covered a lot of hot topics that everybody wanted to know about, and everybody got a lot of value out. So again, if you missed that first season, go back, check it out, listen to everything we had to speak about. I want to say it was about 30 episodes, right?
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. And I think the key is that for people who you tuned in, you watched those, you listened to them, it's a lot of great content. Our goal was to go from A to Z, or as you would probably say, A to Z, maybe, I don't know, and cover that whole spectrum of what a call center leader would deal with, mostly focused on sales. And so what are you looking from? Recruiting to everything, right? Comp plans. We covered it all. One of the big things. So if you like that content, if you love those ideas, and you may or may not want to listen to or watch 29 hour long episodes, we are taking that and putting it into a practical guide, a workbook, and a book where you can then take that, digest it down. And so that's one of the projects we're working on. One of the things that came out of this was, this is amazing content. There's a lot of gems, a lot of bombs, like you said, a lot of value. But how do you just give that to people so they can just take action on it instead of having to go through and try to find those needles in the haystack? We gathered all the needles up and we're putting that together. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and I think it's important. You know, it will take everything that we spoke about, and it will give you that bite-sized edition that you can go away and digest nice, easy, quickly, refer back to all the hot bombs that we dropped, and it will be something that, you know, you can keep forever. We'd love you to keep forever. Yes. Put it on your shelf. Yeah, just like Jason's bookshelf right behind him. Stick it on your shelf, keep it local, and you can go back to it anytime you need. So lots of good episodes out there. And don't forget, we were all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. We are on all of the major social platforms. You can go back and check out all the live episodes there. Listen to the podcast. Watch the video. Come and see us talking and looking really cringy on camera from time to time. Really dodgy backgrounds. Or if you really want to laugh, go back and listen to the episodes where my fire alarm would not stop beeping. There was some fun stuff going on there. But look, we're heading into season two. Things are changing. We are ramping up everything we do to give you more hot topics as they fly off the shelf. And we're going to be answering your questions and everything else that's coming up that you need to know about and what you can do in your call centers to make yourself successful. So starting off with season two, we are going to be bringing you an 8-piece mini-series, a bite-sized chunks that you can take away, that it's all about your people, right, Jason? It's all about everybody in your center, how we recruit them, what we're doing, what we're not doing, how we're supporting the training programs, recruitment. What else is on that list?
Yeah, I mean, it's really the people side. It's leadership. It's everything that you think about focusing on that. I mean, one of the biggest things that you and I both see is companies say, I want to get this latest sales enablement platform or this technology piece, or I want to bring in something that will help fix my problem that I have. But fundamentally, it can't fix something that's dealing with the people until you address the people side, which is why we want to start there. You can bring in all the greatest tech. I use this analogy all the time. You can give me the most amazing, expensive golf clubs that are ever made, it won't matter in my hands, right? I have a fundamental golfing problem, right? Like, I got to fix that first. The golf clubs won't matter. And then at a certain point, then you can bring in some better tools. So that's what we're going to focus on first. I'm going to, you know, put these together, put these out there, and really just help you focus on the people side, which is so important. Every great company is great because of their people, their processes, their systems, but it starts with the people.
Exactly. 100%. Couldn't agree with you more. So if you want to find out more about those people, all you need to do is stay tuned, stick around as we head in to season two.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Call Center Confidence Show with Cutter and Kat. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort. For more info about the show, you can always go to www.callcenterconfidence.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.